Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. We have been reflecting on summer solstice today, which occurred in the wee hours of the morning here in Juno, the longest day of the year, and technically the beginning of summer, but for Alaskans, it feels more like the march towards fall. But it is a day where a new cycle begins. And for more about that, I thought I'd check in with Nikolai Bailey, a longtime Alaskan who recently retired and moved to Olympia, Washington to pursue her passion for astrology. Nikolai, as an astrologer, what is the meaning of solstice to you?
So the meaning of solstice, which is, and happy solstice, by the way, which is such a sweet thing, is it's like the sun stands still at its zenith before it starts turning around to decrease again. It's a pause, and it's the same thing with the winter solstice. It's a pause, and then it returns again to the light. It's when it's at the farthest from the equator, just in terms of astronomical language.
So what kind of meaning does solstice have, the summer solstice have, in astrology?
Well, how we work with the different signs in the northern hemisphere is there are cardinal signs. And the cardinal signs, which are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, usher in the seasons. So the summer solstice happens, which it did morning in Juno at 1:26 a.m., when the sun goes into or ingresses, as we say. So it was at 0 degrees and 0 minutes of Cancer at 1:26 this morning. And that means the sun has moved into the sign of Cancer. And it usually happens on the 21st, but it can happen the day before or the day after, depending on when the sun is moving into the sign. So we are at the zenith of light. And it is, astrologically and in ancient tradition, it is the celebration of the ascent of light, the ascent of consciousness, the ascent of celebration. And in Stonehenge, what happens is the sunrise illuminates those wonderful circle, the great circle of monoliths in Wiltshire in England. So we have, not just astrologers, but ancient peoples have always celebrated the light. And then, of course, it has very much to do with that astronomical geometry between the sun and the earth. And solstice comes from the word sol, means sun.
As an astrologer, is there an elegance, a beauty to this?
Oh my God, of course. It's the seasonal round. This is the most extreme that you have of light. And of course, in Alaska, which is a land of extremes, the summer solstice is always one of the most important times of year. And shout out to Alaska. I just moved from Alaska a few months ago down here to Olympia, Washington. Of course, you can be drunk with light and be a little bit too over-the-top celebratory, or you can just be in that space of how extraordinary is this that we have this much light, which you only get that much light at the extremes in the Arctic.
So spiritually, how should we use this space of solstice?
Well, I think it's, again, it's one of those plays between light and dark, consciousness and unconsciousness, and the sun represents consciousness. The sun represents what we are here to develop within ourselves. In terms of astrology, the reason you know you're a Cancer, for instance, is because you were born somewhere between the 21st of June and the 19th or 20th of July, because that's when the sun was going through that part of the zodiac. And so what your sun represents in your chart is what you're supposed to be reaching for on a conscious level. So all of the Cancerians, this is their birthday month, are here, for instance, to pay attention to the Great Mother. That's who Cancer represents, the moon goddess, the great nurturer, the one that is concerned with home, with tribe, with family, with belonging, with taking care of one another.
So every solstice, though, you have a different setup of planets, a different alignment. So what is the alignment around solstice this year?
Well, what's interesting is that we have several planets in their rulership, which is very powerful. Mercury is in its home sign of Gemini. Venus is in its home sign of Taurus. Mars is in its home sign of Aries. And then Neptune, who has been in its home sign of Pisces for quite some time. But what that indicates, looking at the chart, is that there's a lot of strength right now. There could be some really, wouldn't it be wonderful, some breakthrough conscious moments when the planets are traveling through their own signs. They are much stronger. And we've got the personal planets, Mercury and Venus and Mars, all in their own signs. And Mercury rules how you think, how you perceive. Venus rules how you deal in relationships, what your values are. And Mars has to do with how your intentions are carried out. And of course, there's always a continuum of how everything is going to sort itself out. But when you've got the strength of the personal planets, you can actually, if you are being conscious, you can actually move forward with some really wonderful intentions.
Or I guess you could, on the other hand, maybe move forward with some not so wonderful intentions.
Exactly. And that is why you can look at a chart for a moment, and it could be used for good or for evil, if you will excuse the expression. However, what one hopes, and what the seasonal round, you know, and we're in the solstice cycle right now, is about, is to help us celebrate that we are here on planet Earth, and we are hopefully doing our level best to be as conscious and as kind and considerate, and also to celebrate and laugh and enjoy. I mean, for goodness sakes, we need all of that.
Before we go, is there anything that you'd like to share about solstice?
I have a poem that I love. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's from T.S. Eliot, and it's very short. On a summer midnight, you can hear the music of the weak pipe and the little drum and see them dancing around the bonfire.
That is so beautiful. I can see that in Alaska. People dancing around the bonfire.
Exactly.
Well, those are beautiful sentiments. So I want to thank you so much, Nikolai Bailey, an astrologer now living in Olympia, Washington, after having lived in Alaska for a long time. Thank you so much. And I bet you're missing solstice here in Alaska.
It's so funny. You know, literally 2 days ago, I was thinking, you know, oh my gosh, this is the first time in 14 years I haven't been in Alaska at solstice. And it kind of tore at my heartstrings.
All righty. Well, through this interview, you are with us in spirit. You're in Alaska in spirit. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. It's a pleasure. And shout out to that great state of Alaska.
All righty. Bye.